It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I wake up this morning and the first thing I hear about is Day-Day.
Again. Every week, actually, he's done something. But last night was ridiculous to the point where Stephon Curry just shook his head. Like, really, dude? It was 4 minutes into the game. Yeah.
Almost like he didn't want to play.
Okay,
or almost. Did anybody bet on Draymond last night?
Maybe he bet on himself.
Maybe.
You know what? And we're going to talk about that, too. And see, can you find some sound on what the NCAA is thinking about doing in terms of prop bets? Because a lot of the players, to be honest with you, are getting harassed.
Mm-hmm.
College players are getting harassed about how they performed in certain games. And it's leading to these people, you know, this whole gambling thing affecting people personally.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to talk about
that. And that can be dangerous. Very dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. That's the downside of what's going on. But by the way, some of the states already ban prop betting already. Mm. So North Carolina doesn't right now, but maybe you can kind of see where it's going.
Exactly.
But it was just getting back on Day-Day. They was playing. Who were they playing? I can't remember.
Clippers, right? No.
The Magic.
The Magic, yeah.
I was watching the Clippers.
The Magic, and with my main man, my other guy.
And boy, how he's grown up.
Paolo Bancaro. What's his last name?
It's Bancaro. Your guy.
Yeah, Bancaro. Yes, my guy. Yeah. But I told you that the first time I met him.
You did.
Yeah.
And it feels like we've watched him grow.
Yeah.
I saw him on the previews last night because I was watching the other game, and I was like, that's Reese's guy, and he's really grown up. Been playing well.
Yeah, he's really, really grown up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
call that when you were right. Hashtag. Yeah. He would make it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no question.
NBA.
And he's doing well. But they played them and actually beat them.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 minutes and some change into the game, and it was a crazy because it was like they Wiggins was guarding Bancaro and it was a routine play. It wasn't
right.
Like, he got fouled.
He was going off on the referee.
And they we call it, that's what they call Draymond. Draymond Green, by the way, he just went off. It just started going crazy. And at some point, well, we'll talk about it. Let's hear from Steph Curry on getting emotional after Draymond ejection.
Yeah, I was just letting out a little steam. Nothing's guaranteed in this league. Like I said, the way that we went out and competed, maybe it's just the way that you kind of see, you know, you're back against the wall kind of vibe. I don't know how many people would have picked us in this type of game, you know, in a back-to-back kind of setting down, you know, two starters, JK and Draymond. And we found a way to, you know, fight to the end and get a win, so letting all that.
Frustration.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what's going on with that because something's just not right with that.
He's still going through all of the checklist things that he had to do, and, you know, one of them was counseling. I wonder if it continues and things like that.
So you think that's what it is?
I mean, it just pops off so quickly.
Yeah, but
zero to 100 and, you know.
Yeah, but check this out. I'm getting tired of it, aren't you?
Yeah. So where, as they say, where does the buck stop? When are they going to say, hey, we've had enough?
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's getting old. You know, you're like, man, come on, man. 4 minutes into the game, maybe he didn't want to play that day.
Yeah. But if you go back through the last couple games, there's been something. The night before last,
okay,
he didn't get called. He didn't get called for it, but, you know, he kind of got somebody in the neck. And he just, I guess it's just who he is and how he plays.
Wow. Okay. So you good with it?
No, I'm tired of it, but.
Steph's tired of it too, to be honest.
You think that's what it is? Yeah.
He was really, really frustrated with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't be? Like, man, come on, man.
Your teammate is doing all this and you're giving 110%.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just not a good look. It's not a good look. And they're fighting for their playoff lives, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you handle that. If I'm being totally honest, I don't know how you handle that as a as an organization. I know Steve Curtis. It's funny. A couple of days ago, he had made a comment already about they just handling this business. Then 2 days later, we run into this ridiculous stuff that happened last night. But they won, which you kind of you say, okay, cool, they won. But it still doesn't kind of erase the fact of how Draymond Green was how he reacted.
Right.
And
it's a pattern that just continues.
But the thing is, he wasn't even part of the play. I mean, the thing is, it wasn't like he wasn't even involved in it. The guy just got fired. Wiggins just fouled a guy.
Right.
It was and one. And let's go to the free throw line and just keep playing.
He didn't like the call.
Okay. So you're going to just go off. Then you're gonna, I think he stepped on the referee's toe. Maybe that had to do with it. Don't step on the toe,
called him quite a few names.
called him quite a few names. Who does that? Draymond does that. So we can't.
Day
does that. So we can't have it. We can't have that. Can't have it.
Something has to change.
A lot has to change. And I think it's really unfortunate that that's one of the things.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
On this Throwback Thursday, we're going all the way back to 2015. What do you remember about 2015? We got the Earl Reese.
What it do, what it does?
With his...
That was a great year.
Allegiance?
Yes.
Allegiance.
That's right.
All we missing is A&M.
That's right. Well, I can't. I got pants on, so I'm just saying.
Boy, here we
listen.
Go. Here we go.
Bianca,
Erica,
come get your dad.
Here we go.
Come get me.
Here we go.
Come get your dad.
Sometimes it says A&M, sometimes it says Alabama.
Boy, that's a joke, but the University of Alabama. Anyway.
Come get your dad. That's okay. All I'm going to say.
Okay. At this point now, I'm officially getting out of control.
Yeah, now you got out of control.
What did you have this morning?
It's the meds. They got me all. Some allergy meds got me all messed up.
It's more than allergy meds.
Note to self, don't take two of them at the same time.
No.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. Bam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I can see.
Thank you.
I can see you doing okay.
Can you see is an issue?
I can see clearly.
You keep messing up with your wife.
Clearly now the rain is gone.
But in the future, you need to trim one of them. You either got to trim your bangs or trim your eyelashes.
No.
Because they keep touching.
They're not touching either. That's you. They are not touching. When you get over there and stay on, that's your spot. Stay over there.
You over here on me. Don't even know it. Every time you blink, it touches my shoulder.
If you want to see Pam's eyelashes, make sure you go to YouTube.
Oh,
go to Sports Shop Radio. Make sure you like and subscribe. Check us out. Apparently, people don't want to see Pam because the viewership is going up immensely.
I know, because I'm getting all these pictures of these forks here. You know, there's one right there. That's another right there.
That's Pringles.
That's Pringles.
Okay, I thought we were friends, Pringle.
Pam,
put that down.
Look at Pam.
That's Pringle.
That's Pam Eyelash right there.
I thought we were friends.
Pam, they all kind of low, though. But that's cute, though. Cute.
Hey, look, we doing what we do.
Yeah.
We love you, Pam. By the way, because you won't be here tomorrow.
Right? I will not be here tomorrow.
So let's give a quick shout out to the couple.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
So I'm dolling up, getting ready. My nephew is getting married tomorrow. That is Coach Darren Little.
And congratulations.
Congratulations.
An amazing young lady, Kristen Eanes. And I'm super excited for them. So we are heading down real soon to River Landing Country Club.
Right.
And we're going to have a great couple days.
A
celebration of love for them. And I'm just super proud of them.
Yeah, did they let you do anything? Or you just being auntie?
I am the wedding planner, coordinator, day of coordinator.
Did they have a choice?
Yeah, they had a choice.
You sure? No, they didn't have a choice.
They did have a choice.
I hope you give them a discount.
I did.
How'd you make it through the interview?
They did.
Oh,
they might fire me now, but.
As they should.
No, I'm just excited and honored to be able to help them facilitate their celebration
of love.
How many
times have they told you this? You know this hour, right?
Like 10? No, I don't know.
You lost count.
Some things you don't have to say. You just see it in the eyes. No, it's going to be amazing. And God has truly blessed them as a couple and as a young couple. And I'm super proud of them.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. I'm happy for you guys. You
absolutely.
And your family, your mom, and everybody.
Yeah. So safe travels for everybody going out of town today in this weather.
And your sister, you think she's going to cry?
Oh, she's going to cry from the time she starts to get dressed tomorrow.
Oh, that's
maybe
right.
Tonight
that's right.
At rehearsal.
That's right.
Anissa Little will be crying, especially when she's walking down the aisle. She's going to be crying.
Oh, man. Congratulations, Cho. Shout out to her.
Absolutely.
That's why we're giving Pam a hard time because, you know, she always got to be extra now. When she got to be out in front, she got to be extra.
Extra.
Not extraordinary.
That's what the E is for in Pamela. Extra. If you spell my whole name, Pamela, that's what the E is for.
Nah, you better come on now.
Extra.
Yeah.
What do you mean spell your whole name?
P-A-M-E-L-A.
Oh, I thought you meant that's your middle name.
No, I'm not going to ever
what
tell
you. What is your
middle
name, by the way?
I never Marilda. Tell you that.
Esmerelda?
It's Thompson.
No. It's something like that, like what K-Man said.
What did he say?
Esmerelda.
No, that's not it.
Wilhelmina?
No.
Okay, that's not it. Okay.
I didn't know what Wilhelmina doing.
I know. I thought about her the other day. I might go by there at some point today. Yeah.
Where's she at?
Waffle House.
Oh.
We said that at the same time.
Oh, I'm undefeated. Never lost.
I pressed the wrong button.
What?
Exactly. What? Oh, that's right. You wouldn't. Yeah. What people eat on the island?
Yeah.
Just food.
Y'all have a diet like a go-to? Like I'm assuming they don't have Waffle House in New York or in the island. On that.
I haven't seen one. There might be one.
On
now,
Long Island, they have a Waffle House on Long
y'all
Island.
Y'all just
go to
the IHOP. Y'all go to the bodega or the IHOP or whatever.
Yeah, I mean if you're in the city,
in the city of Long Island.
Okay. No. Like, whatever.
8,000. I'm tired of y'all.
He will get frustrated quick. He won't let you go at him long like y'all go at me.
Sometimes I don't think he likes her.
He said he manages those buttons.
Wow. I don't think he likes it sometimes. Hey, how you doing back there? What's the poll question looking like?
So the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech, which one seed won't make it through the weekend? UConn, UNC, Purdue, or Houston? And 39% say Houston now.
Interesting.
I would have taken Houston too.
Who has the next most votes?
It's a tie between Purdue and UNC. UConn has zero.
See, and that's why I think because of that, that's why I think they're gonna be the one to lose. That's why I think they're gonna be the one to go down. I really do.
Put it down.
Iowa State, put it down.
All right.
Don't be calling me when it happens because I mean
you did say that from the very beginning.
I did.
And you told me to pick them.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so I did.
Oh.
Boy, y'all crazy.
Wow. He told you, dude. You weren't paying any attention.
Yeah,
probably did pick. I just wasn't paying attention. So, last night. The Golden State Warriors taking on the Orlando Magic. Something very, I don't know, strange, odd happened. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green was ejected 4 minutes into the game. Or 2 minutes. Four minutes. Four minutes into the game. And it really got out of hand because a lot of people, first of all, it affected the Golden State immensely because you could say they were visibly upset about what was transpiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they felt like something was wrong. And rightfully so, probably. So much so, Steve Kerr had a lot to say about it, and Steph Curry got rather emotional, meaning I think it was brought to tears by the whole situation. But let's hear from Steve Kerr first as he talks about Draymond's ejection.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it. He'll bounce back. I'm just proud of the guys for stepping up. Moses came off the bench, had a big game for us. he made a big three. You know, Gary was fantastic. So we had guys step up, and that's what it takes.
Particularly from Steph.
A couple days ago about, how proud you were of Draymond. Does this erode any of the confidence or anything he's done over the last several months?
Draymond Green has 4 ejections this season alone, the most he's had so far in his career. And I think the next time it's becoming something like, it's like the referees are very sensitive to it and they're expecting it. And the chatter, I believe, is what's really getting out of hand. I don't know what what's the cause for it, really?
What do you mean you don't know what the cause for it?
Well, yeah, he yells at officials, and sometimes he shows them up, sometimes he doesn't.
He grabs people by the throat.
Well,
he just did
that's understandable.
two nights ago.
That's an understandable ejection. Physical altercation.
What do you mean two nights ago?
Yeah, he got tangled up, so they didn't give him a front, but it came across the guy's throat.
Yeah, okay.
Stuff like that.
But what? Okay, look. Before we get into why Pam is villainizing Draymond as well,
right?
Let's hear from Steph Curry as he talks about being emotional after the ejection.
Yeah, I was just letting out a little steam. Nothing is guaranteed in this league. Like I said, the way that we went out and competed, maybe it's just the way that you kind of see, you're back against the wall kind of vibe. I don't know how many people who would have picked us in this type of game, in a back-to-back kind of setting down, a starter, the two starters, JK and Draymond. And we found a way to, fight to the end and get a win. So letting all that.
So, Pam.
Yes.
You're in the camp of he's overly aggressive.
Yes, very overly aggressive.
He's always pushing the limits, which is why he's not suspended, but he's ejected from games as much as he is.
Mm-hmm.
So everything he's done, he's just completely wrong about everything he's doing.
Well, I mean, coming off of, I don't even remember the number. What game was he?
16.
16, yeah. Coming off of that, you would think he'd be just a little bit more careful of, okay, let me just think, let me not do this. But he just, it's almost getting worse. And you ask about what happened a day or two ago. Mm-hmm. One day ago, he grabbed Patty Mills by the neck. and pulled him down backwards. Just every time he plays, there's something different.
The problem
is,
do
you like that stuff?
We're sitting here trying to analyze why. That's a question. Mm-hmm. Because particularly in a situation where he wasn't even part of the play.
Right.
It was a routine play. It was 4 minutes, Mac, into the game.
Yeah.
So what? I'm almost thinking about he want to get kicked out. Maybe some prop bets going on.
There's something going on.
now we're getting around to something else.
Wouldn't that be crazy if that was the case? I'm not saying it's the case. I don't think it's something else that I don't quite understand what it is.
I can assure you Vegas has already checked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the whole scene, it's like there's an altercation across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting here making your bagel or doing whatever.
Right.
And you're like, You put your bagel down.
Yep.
And run over there.
And look, you don't ask no questions. You just run over and just smack the shortest person you can find. And you're like, hey, man, we were just exchanging numbers. What's going on?
Yeah. What's your
problem? Oh, my bad. Draymond just comes out and the play had nothing to do with him.
Nothing.
He was on the other side of the court.
Right.
And he runs over, gets in the off official, by the way, face about a call that neither one, he or the official were in.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I have
know
nothing.
Each other?
Maybe.
I have nothing for that.
Do he and that official know one another?
I have nothing
something
for
going on.
And it's got to be so frustrating for his teammates. That's why I believe.
Yeah, because they're struggling.
Steph is getting emotional.
Trying to make it.
They're trying to make it.
They
got
won, unfortunately, but
best players that
they trying to stay out of the play-in game and that kind of thing. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I don't know. It just looked really.
We're
really
tired of it. Came out.
Alan Silver's probably like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Right.
I know Steve Kerr got to be upset over it. Got to be
frustrated
with
yes.
it. They have to be because it doesn't make any sense. Because
best ability is what?
Availability.
Availability. That's exactly right.
And how are you going to play this? Are you going to make it to the playoffs? Are you going to make it in the playoffs? I mean, come on. I just don't understand this whole mantra of every time something happens, he wants to get in your face.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I have a problem with that.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say, it's almost when you watch it, it's like you're holding your breath because any confrontation, but that wasn't no confrontation last night. But now anything that happens, he's going to go off.
Yeah.
You can't show up every night trying to play a game with your teammates and you don't know whether or not he's going to be available for the game.
True.
That makes no sense, particularly when you're a big time race down the stretch there.
But he always want to get in your face when you know, shorter than he is.
Yeah, that's a good point now.
When you Jokic and other people,
yeah, he
don't get in your face.
No,
he didn't swing on them.
He starts, you know, flailing his arms and doing all kind of little dirty stuff. But he don't go get in your face.
No, you're right about that.
You notice that?
Yeah, you're right about that one. Definitely
right.
So it tells me a little bit about you right there.
Mm-hmm. We got some people chiming in on YouTube. Hank Hughes said Draymond's skills have diminished, so this is how he feels he has to contribute to the team by being a disruptor.
Really?
That's
that good contributions, that not so good contributions, and that's one of them
Well, that's what Adam King says. One minute you're making all the right choices that everyone loves you, and then you make a bad one, then a good one, and then a regrettable one.
Yeah, so we love to get people to comment as they watch our live stream on YouTube. Please chime in. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely recognize
you. And you can call us too, by the way.
Yeah,
919-890-6200.
There you go.
Or you can get us on YouTube, the Sports Shot Radio. Make sure you check us out, Pam.
But yeah, Meg, I have no answer for you on that one.
None.
Yeah. There you go.
I may have to agree with Pam.
I feel like you're trying to. You're trying hard not to.
Yeah, I'm going to say what you should feel is me wanting to do that. But y'all, you guys are absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know, though. But, you know, running into little people face all the time, but you don't run into no big man face.
Right.
You know, I noticed that. See, I check things like that.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.